Welcome to the Art Box, recorded in our beautiful Mesquite, Nevada, and sponsored by the Virgin Valley Artists Association. Our association provides creative opportunities for all ages. Get creative with us at the Mesquite Fine Arts Center, 15 West Mesquite Boulevard, or find us online at mesquitefineartscenter.com or on Facebook, The Art Box.
A new feature we're going to try out is going to be called Best in Show. Artists to talk about, briefly, 10 minutes or so, their Best in Show piece.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be from Virgin Valley Artists Association.
Oh.
We can try to get Best in Shows from anywhere. And maybe have them talk about it. And that's hosting great. Our first episode is Floyd Johnson, whose middle name is Best in Show.
That's right.
And he's talking to Linda Harris, who won Best in Show this past month.
Well, it is my complete pleasure and honor to have the opportunity here to chat with Linda, who indeed did win Best of Show this last month. And I've had great admiration for Linda's work, for her watercolors, which I cannot do at all, and she does so wonderfully well. But in addition to the jealousy part of it, she won the Best of Show with a piece that was unlike others that she had done previously. And so it is my great pleasure to ask Linda, how did you do your new one?
Hi, Floyd. You are so kind and such a fantastic artist. Thank you for asking me about my painting. It was called Leaping Lizards, Southwest Style, and it was my first attempt at surrealism. Painting is a literal interpretation of a phrase used to express shock, as you know. The man jumping over the lizard is a good friend and hiking buddy of mine. When we hike together, we are like little kids. We scramble over rocks, jump around, run up slopes. This painting depicts our hiking fun in an imaginary way.
Knowing that your love of hiking and the outdoors, When I saw the Leaping Lizards subject matter coming up that you captured, I knew that the inspiration for the lizards would be for the number of real life friends that you'd meet on the trail out there crawling around, and
right.
that you captured it so imaginatively. And how did you decide to do, not that that's done in acrylics?
It's in watercolor.
It is watercolor.
It is watercolor.
Because it was such a detailed, almost heavy watercolor application. I thought it might have been acrylics on it, but it beautifully done. And then to make that, like you said, the surrealism to go with it. Had you done anything along that line before?
No, I've never done a lizard. And this was a Gila monster. And so I really struggled with how much detail do you show? And a lot of times my paintings, since I'm mostly self-taught, it's trial and error. So my first attempt, I put a whole bunch of scales on the lizard and it looked absolutely terrible. And finally I came up with the thought, this is how much I need to put on to give the feel of a lizard's rough skin without showing every detail.
Well, it came out beautifully well.
Thank you.
When I go through an exhibit for the first time at the gallery, I can almost spot yours. You have such a beautifully unique way of doing the soft flowing watercolors. So when I saw the Leaping Lizard one up, I didn't associate you as being the artist at all when I first saw it before the winners were announced. So I was just in great admiration of the handling the same media in a completely different way, which goes to show that art is always a learning experience.
It is.
And you are a perfect example of that.
Thank you. I did a lot of things different this time, including no background. It was on a totally white background.
No, and that was great. And it's just, it's so much, that is the beautiful fun about art, is that you can always approach something a different way that you wouldn't have thought of originally. And if it works, that's great. And if it doesn't work, that's important too, to say, I can't try that anymore.
Right. Oh, yes, always a learning process.
In doing your painting, Linda, was there any part of it that you found easier or more challenging to paint paint than you usually do in your many works that we've seen.
Floyd, it's interesting that you asked me that because no, I am a portrait artist and the lizard's face was pretty easy for me. Also, the guy jumping over the lizard, I finished in probably about 3 minutes.
I'm almost embarrassed to ask this, but in doing your lizard portrait of the face, did that remind you of other portraits that you had done in the past? So part of your previous experience might have come in handy now. I got to get the expression just right now.
I think we should quit there, Floyd.
Okay, well,
but
that,
thank you for talking with me.
Well, very good. Well, anyway, I say congratulations to you for the Best of Show, and well done and well deserved.
Thank you, Floyd.
I have one question for you both.
Yes.
What's next for you?
You know, I was away from art for about 6 weeks, not doing any painting at all because of doing my income tax, and also having come down with a bad cold. And so I was almost making up excuses there for a while of not, I can't do a painting now because I got Timmy's Bush out and back. But now I got that out of the way, and now that I got started again, I'm absolutely consumed. I'm doing a desert painting. I'm doing what's the theme? Beneath the Surface, which I think you came up with for one of the themes.
And when
then,
is that?
A Lucky 13 now. So I've got four paintings in the works now, and now I can't wait. As nice as this conversation and interview has been, I can't wait to get home and get started again. So it becomes art is an addiction to me. Mm. And once I get started, I can't wait to get back to it.
Well, you don't have to sleep tonight, Floyd.
No, I have gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning, supposedly for a bathroom call, but the canvas can draw me over there. Under artificial light, I do a painting, then I get a look at it the next morning, did I really use that color? So it could be so misleading, but still the inspiration is always there.
Linda, anything special coming up for June?
I actually have something I've been thinking of for quite a while. And I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to do it, but I keep getting visions of mm-hmm. this painting I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And it's one that people may not like at all, but I hope it makes them think about our land and the use of our land and respecting and keeping our world good.
Well, and you would be the one to totally appreciate and relate to the whole subject of the outdoors and the beauty of nature and what you've seen and continually to see. And fortunately for all of the friends on Facebook, we get a chance to share it with you, or that you share it with us, what you've done, and it makes it beautiful.
Thank you, Floyd.
Broadcasting from the Mesquite Works Steam Center in the scenic Mojave Desert, the Art Box sponsors thank you for listening. You can find us on Spotify and Amazon Music. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We welcome all comments. You can email us at artboxvv@gmail.com. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of its hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the Virgin Valley Artists Association.